And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I know I say that every Sunday, but I do believe it. We're all very happy to be here.
We are, and we're all happy to be together, which is very important, important than ever at the moment, I think.
That is true. I'm Jo Stanley, and Gerald, it is lovely to be here with you, Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist.
Thank you, Jo.
And welcome back, lovely Zoe Bingley-Pullen as well.
Zoe. Good morning, all. It is. It's very nice to be here with you guys and everybody else out there.
It's true. Now, I don't want to shame anyone, but in this team, are we blood donors?
So I lived in England when mad cow was prevalent. So I've tried to give blood, but I'm excluded. I'm not allowed to, unfortunately. My husband does think I'm a little bit of a mad cow, so it does make sense.
There you go. So you have a reason not to, Gerald.
I was and would love to be. I was. But my problem is, Jo, and it's not all about me, but my problem is my iron levels don't come up sufficiently after I've donated. So I get calls from the blood bank all the time saying, where are you? And I have to say, well, the people that advise me, as in the GP, says, you know, you probably should just back off a while.
That's an absolutely valid reason. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what? My valid reason, which is not a valid reason, I'm lazy.
Oh, right. I was going to have a long wind story.
I have absolutely no excuse. So I'm outing myself.
Yes.
And this week the Red Cross put out an urgent call for blood donors. Yes. They're appealing for 16,000 additional people to give blood over the next 2 weeks nationwide. All blood and plasma types are needed, but supplies of O positive and A positive, and I am O positive, so I'm doubly ashamed. We're very common. It's the most common type of blood, but it's particularly required and having now dropped to just 2 days supply. So it's quite urgent. So first up, we are going to chat with Lifeblood Executive Director Kath Stone, who is urging people to donate. We're going to be doing that in a little while. If you have a little ones and are struggling to get them to sleep, we'll get some tips from James Slater, a children's sleep expert, on how best to get our little guys to sleep. Mm-hmm. Very helpful for parents and grandparents alike.
It's a new world out there, Jo, completely new world, because they don't do things like they used to.
No.
What, parents?
Yes. I don't think children have changed.
Collectively.
It's true. Well, there's a lot of pressure on parents these days, and I think if you are a grandparent caring for your little grandchildren, there's like pressure on you as well. And as we know, there's nothing like the trauma of a house where a baby won't sleep.
No, it's a horrible feeling, and it actually, you know, the ripple effect is enormous. And then there's guilt, guilt.
Or a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old.
Or an 11-year-old.
Or a 30-year-old.
It's true. And new Cancer Council data shows that 1 in 4 25 to 44-year-olds are getting sunburnt on summer weekends. So with the hot weather well and truly upon us, we are going to be finding out how we can enjoy the sunshine but keep sun safe. In our A to Z of vitamins, we continue to explore the power of protein with Vital Performance Protein Formula. And as always, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions at all to help you feel healthier today, whatever it might be. Call us 131 873. Next, we learn how easy it is to give blood, and when we do donate, who does our life-giving blood go to? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Protect your sensitive skin from sun damage with Avène Sunscreen SPF 50+ from Chemist Warehouse. The Avène Sunscreen range is hypoallergenic and offers high UVA and UVB broad spectrum sun protection for sensitive skin. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Frequent reapplication is required. Wear protective clothing when exposed to the sun. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, the Avène Sunscreen SPF 50+ range is 25% off registered retail price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Dolce & Gabbana, the 175ml for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873, if you're after some support for your health. And actually, has the Red Cross put out a call for life-giving blood donations? Give us a call if you or someone you love has received blood, because we'd love to hear what a difference that has made to you, that donation, 131 873, because we know that it's crucial that our blood bank stays as stocked as it can possibly be, especially going into the holiday period. But there has been a significant drop in donations during the coronavirus pandemic, leaving suppliers at critical levels, which is why the Australian Red Cross has issued an urgent call for blood donors all around the country. And to tell us more, we're joined by Lifeblood Executive Director Kath Stone. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm really well. Can you tell us how critical is the blood supply at the moment? How low is it?
So last week we were at about 2 days' supply for groups O positive and A positive. We've been really fortunate, and no surprise, Australia's responded to the appeal that we started last Tuesday, and really lovely to see inventory this morning looking in that healthy range again. So huge thank you to everyone that's already come in.
Oh, that's really good to hear that people are responding to it. Can everybody donate blood? Because as I was saying before, I don't have mad cow disease, but I was in England. I was in England when the period of mad cow was, possibly people were exposed to it. So I'm not allowed to give blood, and I'd love to give blood, but who can give blood and who can't give blood?
Oh, that's a big question. We've got lots of different reasons. We've got over about 300 different reasons or deferral types that may mean that you can't donate blood. Australia has one of the healthiest and most safe blood supply in the world. And so if I was to sit here and list all the people that couldn't, we
no,
might...
No, that would take a while.
So, look, the main criteria, obviously, you need to be healthy and well. You need to be over 18. And our list of eligibility criteria are on our website. So if you haven't donated and you're interested in it, you can find that on lifeblood.com.au.
Kath, the mission and vision of Australian Red Cross Lifeblood is to improve the lives of patients through the power of humanity. How can we marry that message with society today, which is probably more time poor than ever before, and with the greatest respect, probably more selfish than it's ever been? So how can you marry those two things together?
It's interesting. We actually have done a recent set of research which has told us that post the pandemic, about 30% of Australians are looking for a better way or more ways that they can contribute back to the community. And so we're coming out now too. We did with our True Colours campaign just recently, saying if you are looking for ways to give back, then donating blood is a great way to do it, because so many people at the end of the pandemic are not in a financial position to donate financially, but I think we've seen a movement in kindness this year, and donating blood is a really good place to start. So I'll maybe take a more optimistic view on where society is just at the minute.
I do love your mission, though, and I think you're right. Many of us have come out of the pandemic thinking that we need more meaning in our lives, because we spent a lot of time at home looking for something to contribute to as we were in lockdown. Can you tell us, where does the blood go? What is it used for, Kath?
It's really funny. A lot of people don't know where blood's used until they actually need it themselves. So one in three of us are going to need blood or blood products in our lifetime.
Wow.
Young mums sometimes having bubs need it. We've seen use in neonatal units, road accidents, cancer treatment, surgery, immunotherapy treatment, burns victims. There is a long list of places where those products go. So,
and say you're an incredibly generous person, you've given blood one time. Can you give blood again, and how regularly can I give blood?
So many of our generous donors, and we have, you know, of the 9 million people in Australia eligible to donate, only 500,000 do. For those giving red blood, your red cells, they can donate once every 3 mm-hmm. months. If you're a plasma donor, then we can see you every fortnight for a plasma
wow.
donation.
Now, Kath, I'm going to ask Marianne to join us on the line from Mount Eliza because she has a question for you that I also had. Hi there, Marianne.
Hi. I'm just calling because I just tried to log on to the website and book an appointment to give blood this week or as soon as I can do. Yeah. And I've tried at 2 centres closer to me and none have any appointments available. I'm just wondering if the website's down or whether that's...
No, I think it's encouraging to know that they've got no appointments. Is that right, Kath, that they're all booked up?
I think in the last week since we went to appeal, we've certainly seen the appointment books fill up in the next couple of weeks. I would hope and encourage you going into the Christmas period as well to see if there's an appointment available, and happy to take offline to the 2 centres and we can have a look. But obviously... Victoria's responded beautifully as well.
But nationwide, we do need people to make those appointments right across the holiday period. So go to donateblood.com.au. Thank you so much, Kath.
Thanks, Kath.
Thanks so much. Bye.
You have a great day. We have asked you to give us a call, 131873, if in fact you have received blood, because we'd love to know, where does it go to? Carol in Hyatt, you've received blood transfusions?
Yes, I've had leukemia, chronic lymphatic leukemia, and just recently it turned to cancer. Mm. So I've had chemo, and I've had 3 blood transfusions in the last couple of months. And I'm just ringing to say thank you so much to everyone that donates. I am so grateful.
Very kind, Carol. And that's the most important message, isn't it? So.
Yeah, we're doing it for people like Carol.
Yep.
I'm making an appointment today. I'm going to have a hot date with my husband.
Yes, go girl.
My husband and I are going to go in before Christmas, guaranteed.
Does he know,
and a cup of tea.
Does he know that?
I love that that's your hot date.
He doesn't know it yet, Cheryl, but he'll find out as I'm on the way there with him.
Yeah, good.
That's okay.
Yeah. Come with me, Daryl. We're off for a little surprise.
That's okay. Yes. I encourage everybody to do the same if you are able.
But your comment before was interesting when I said about time poor, and you said, look, it just gives you maybe an hour and a half where you can just relax and focus and get your cup of tea and biscuit.
I like that.
But it is, you know, because I did whinge that it's an hour and a half. So what?
But how lovely to have an hour and a half in which you can't do anything but lie there.
That's a dream.
That's it. Read a book. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I do encourage you, donateblood.com.au. Next, help for you if you are a parent or grandparent of a little one who will not sleep. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The sweetest dreams come with a little help from Yuki Bear. The Yuki Bear Sweet Dreams Sleep Aid combines the benefits of sound, light and aromatherapy designed to help babies drift off to sleep more easily and settle through the night. There's also a range of essential oils to use with the Yuki Bear Sweet Dreams Sleep Aid, carefully crafted with your baby's needs in mind. Yuki Bear Sweet Dreams Sleep Range is available at Chemist Warehouse from just $69.99. Essential oil blend suitable for 3 months plus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Dolce & Gabbana, the 175ml for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me today is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Of course, we love it when you give us a call, 131873, with questions for your health. Linda from Flinders, good morning.
Morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help you?
I was diagnosed in late August with inflammatory breast cancer that has spread to my axilla node, and I also was diagnosed at the same time with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
And I just want to stay on top of things, and I feel pretty good at the moment. I have my last AC tomorrow, then I start the weekly Taxol, and I just want to, you know, stay on top of it and try and be as healthy as I can. And I just wondered if you could
help
me.
What you can do, yep. Well, first of all, and this is a very important discussion for someone like Zoe, and really it's the basic Zoe, isn't it? It's sleep, it's controlling stress, staying on top of all the information that's thrown at you, because you will have had already so many things thrown at you. Understand what the medications are. Understand what they're supposed to do. Understand what adverse effects they might bring and be aware of them, and never hesitate to raise them with the people that are treating you.
Absolutely.
And it's clean food. It's you know, there's no magic pill. It's clean food all the way through, Zoe, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about anti-inflammatories and pro-inflaming foods, and that's probably the easiest way to kind of look at this. So what we want to do is we want to basically have the foods that we ingest that actually are going to give us as much nutrient density as we can. And we talk about the Mediterranean diet because it sort of ticks all those boxes, but it's a very safe diet to take the approach as well, because it's full of all these beautiful good fats, which have a very strong anti-inflammatory nature, very supportive for the gut. It's got lean protein, because what we don't want is to have too much. We need protein because it's a big antioxidant, but also it's very detoxifying. But what we don't need is a lot of animal protein as well in our diet. So we really need to rely more on seafood protein, vegetarian sources of protein, and making sure we're getting lots of nuts and seeds. You know, a little bit of red wine, try and reduce your alcohol. Unfortunately, we know that even having 2 glasses of alcohol can increase the risk of breast cancer by 15% in women. So it's important that if we are drinking, we're not drinking regularly. We sort of say drink every couple of days as opposed to every day if you can. But the Mediterranean diet, sort of, it just isn't a really easy approach. And there's so many good websites that you can find great tips when it comes to the Mediterranean diet as well. But I wish you the best of luck, Linda.
And
you're amazing.
Don't get overwhelmed with all the information, Linda.
Totally.
Keep it simple and keep that information overload to a minimum. Let others take care of that. But
yes,
just be aware. Ask plenty of questions.
Yeah, Linda, I do hope that you're feeling well supported as you go through this experience.
I am, darling, and I'm very grateful for that as well.
Wonderful.
And I'm pretty positive. So
yeah, that's a great attitude.
You sound it.
But what you just said about not being overwhelmed, that's really good advice, and
yes,
I'm trying to deal with that.
Good. Share it. Let others take the load for you, Linda.
Yes, and I'm going to add to that meditation, or at least breath exercises,
yes,
every day,
yes,
which I know that might be sound a little twee, but I think it makes a lot of difference,
yes,
to just really
breathing's
calming
so important.
Yourself.
Totally. And there's some really good apps out there for people who don't know how to meditate. There's Inside Timer. I mean, there's just so many simple apps that you just basically put it on, you listen to it, and you just let it absorb around you.
That's right.
So.
Oh, we wish you so much good fortune, Linda, with your journey. Thank you so much for your call as well. Well, maybe you have a little one in your life who won't sleep. Whether you're a parent or a grandparent, there's nothing quite like the impact a baby who won't sleep has on the household, on the members of the household, on pretty much everybody who comes in contact with that challenge.
Yeah.
So to give us some tips on how to get our children to sleep, we're joined by clinical scientist, researcher and children's sleep expert James Slater, who's here on behalf of Yuki Bear. Hello, James. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, James, my memory of those first few years with my daughter's life is that just being obsessed with sleep. It's all we talked about. It's all we thought about. Was she getting enough? Were we sticking to her routine? How do we get her to settle? It just never stopped. But can you give us some perspective? How much sleep should a baby actually be getting, or even right through to sort of a two-year-old?
What you've just described is really common. It's really easy to get lost, especially with the first baby. It's really important to remember that babies vary a lot. So what we hear from our friends about how much they sleep and when, it's going to be a lot different.
Hmm.
But generally, newborns would sleep for about 16 hours of the day, and they sleep that across the day and the night fairly evenly, which unfortunately for us is a bit hard because we sleep mostly at the night, obviously. But by the time they're about 1 year old, they would sleep about 12 to 14 hours a day, and it will start to be more at night than in the daytime.
James, all I can say, where were you 4 years ago? So, I was quite lucky because Em was a great sleeper to begin with. But then as soon as I started travelling again for work, it just, and I had her with me, obviously, it all went all over the place. How do I, for a lot of parents out there, you know, sleep does change. How do we get them into a good sleep routine? What do we do?
Absolutely. It changes. I think that's really important. We need to recognise that babies change. They grow really quickly. Their sleep grows through growth spurts as well. So it can be hard to realise that. We usually don't recognize that there's been a big change until we have just paid attention to it and suddenly realized, oh, they don't actually like to sleep at that time of day anymore. But we can adapt with that. Once we recognise it, we can do something about it. And I think going easy on ourselves and recognising the value of environment, like when you're travelling, and the things that work with them, paying attention to the things that they enjoy that are relaxing or otherwise, we should have some trust in ourselves as parents.
James, you alluded to something very important there, that the focus is so often on the child. We forget that there is a parent or two parents involved, and it can be enormous straining on relationships just to try and get things settled.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, if we're talking about, James, things to help a child get to sleep, I learnt recently about white noise. I had no idea what white noise was, but there are mums that use noises. You're smiling, Joe. This is new therapy for me.
That's fine.
What about aromatherapy, James? So we're talking here about children over 3 months of age. Does aromatherapy play a role?
It does. Babies, they respond to smell, they respond to noise, they respond to a lot of things, but that is one of them. There are some aromas that they prefer. They do prefer things that are natural and sweet, sort of like we do. And you can understand that there's some hardwiring of that. So the smell of something like breast milk has some sweetness to it, something natural to it. Those are the sorts of things that they'll find calming. Things that are really noxious, really strong, like chemically smells or peppers, those sorts of things, those won't be as relaxing for babies, obviously.
So what sort of you can't buy breast milk fragrance, so what's close?
Something like lavender. Lavender, soft, okay. And floral and plant and natural.
Okay.
It's something pleasant that babies will respond to.
Great.
Emily loved essential oils, and even as a six-year-old, I still, when she can't sleep, I'll give her a little massage. How can we use these essential oils?
Sure. When they're newborns to about 3 months old, massage is a wonderful way just to be close to babies. It's just a nice thing.
It's so sweet, isn't it?
You should be using essential oils with them. After that age, it's a great thing to explore. You can try using it when they're having a bath or just in the daytime as a plaything or for massage. You can use it as a part of a sleep routine as well. You might want to have a little cuddle and a rub with something and then into the cot for sleep.
And there are some lovely diffusers that we could use?
Yeah, absolutely. They respond to smell, whether it's in the room or whether it's on them.
And they're safe, James, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yep. After 3 months old, definitely feel free to explore massage, aromatherapy, everything.
Well, thank you so much for your advice there, James Slater. And good luck to you if you are a parent or a grandparent, because I know that lots of grandparents are having to get their grandchildren to sleep as well, as they often step in as carers.
You're there.
That's right. So good luck to you if you're in the trenches trying to get a baby to sleep. It is not an easy time. Well, next, it's a message we give often, but with temperatures rising all around the country, let's remind ourselves how to protect ourselves from skin cancer this summer. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Dolce & Gabbana, the 175ml for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And as always, we love it when you give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have to support your health this morning. Mark from Northmead, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Eggs. Now, in the last few days, eggs have been featuring on the news. And apparently, they reckon that if you have more than one egg a day, or maybe just even one egg per day, apparently it's supposed to increase the likelihood of type 2 diabetes by 60%.
So Mark, this
how
is,
true is that? And,
this has
and,
been,
and the eggs can I have per week?
This has been the greatest beat-up of all time.
Exactly.
This was, when you look behind the scenes, this was a study done in China. Chinese adults started in 1991 from memory, went through for 10 years. How they can extrapolate us in Australia with an increased risk of diabetes, with one of the greatest sources of protein and energy that you can ever have across the day. Honestly, the people behind that story need to be taken out and counselled.
The thing is, when you look at the alternative as well, because I mean, often what people are doing is when they're having eggs, they're not having a bad source of protein.
That's right.
I mean, so it's really important. Eggs have they're a complete amino acid, they've got all the things, all the building blocks that we need. Just by default, when we eat these foods, they lower the glycemic index of other foods that we're eating as well. So often it is, I mean, I often, Gerald, look at this and go, I'm pretty sure it's probably because of the white bread and the heaps of,
processed margarine that they're probably having with the egg that's probably having
well,
the
spike. Well, there's so many other things. So, yes. Mark, look, you can relax. You can have eggs every day. It's not a problem. So
it's a good question because I would like to have eggs every day.
Well, why don't you?
And Mark sounds like he would like to have eggs every day.
Good
and
for you.
For a long time, also, it was associated with cholesterol, which, again, that's not true.
Just, there's so much of this rubbish. Do you know, Mark, the interesting thing, talking about blood sugar, and you probably noticed this, Zoe, the day after that rubbishy story, there was a story that came out that a handful, 30 gram, an ounce of peanuts every day helps stabilise blood sugar levels. Now, Channel 7 News, where was that story?
Look, it's a really, I subscribe to a lot of different articles that basically give really compounding information about why having eggs and nuts and seeds and all these good fats in our diet. But I have a feeling it's a little bit more industry-based. I think the information often is coming out with a competitive industry trying to kind of quell those great foods.
Oh, so, bit whole of cynicism foods, there. Joe's big on cynicism.
No, it's important to be across what's behind this sort of information.
Look and do the investigating to find out where this piece of information. Fake news, everybody. Oh, I hate to use that word.
Thank you, Ken. That's very important you brought that
up. Yeah, and dig into the eggs. I love hearing it. Thank you so much for clarifying that, Gerald and Zoe. Now, we all know the dangers of sun damage, especially in Australia, where we have one of the highest incidents of skin cancer in the world. But still, new Cancer Council data shows that one in four 25 to 44-year-olds are getting sunburnt on summer weekends. So before you get ready to head outdoors and enjoy the sunshine, we thought we should take another look at how best to prepare to be sun safe. So joining us on the line is Janice McNicholas. It's lovely to have you back on the show. Head of Medical Sales and Training, Pierre Faber Australia. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you all?
Well, we're well, and we all know that we should be wearing our sunscreen. But can you just explain exactly what does sunscreen do? Why is it important to wear it in Australia?
Sure. You know, sunscreen in Australia is really vital due to the fact that the majority of skin cancers in Australia are actually caused from exposure to UV. And, you know, we live in a location geographically that receives very high levels of ultraviolet radiation. We have a beautiful climate, clear skies, warm temperature, but unfortunately we have a very poor use of sun protection. And, you know, we have a lot of outdoor work. We have a fantastic outdoor lifestyle. I think more so now that COVID's ended, everyone just wants to get out there, get into nature. And we have this really high exposure, but nobody seems to be really wearing sun protection when they should be. Mm. And it's really, really important to be applying that. You know, every day, all the time, every season, overcast days, cloudy days, sun, every time, we should just be wearing it as part of our daily hygiene regime.
Totally. And Janice, I mean, I've got olive skin and my daughter has olive skin. I think there's a little bit of a misconception if you have olive skin that you don't have to wear sunblock, but everybody should be wearing sunblock. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And especially with children. So regardless, you know, of what the colour of the skin is, everyone should be wearing it because it actually, with your UVA and UVB, you know, these radiations, the way to understand them is UVA would be the ageing rays. And they are the actual rays that penetrate straight into the skin and they actually do a lot of damage to the collagen and the elastin fibres.
Oh, we don't want and those to go.
Exactly.
No, no,
exactly.
No.
And they also start to stimulate the melanocytes and start giving pigmentation, etc. So, you know, a lot of people with darker skin tones do tend to get, them become more prominent to getting pigmentation from direct sun exposure. So it's really important that regardless, skin is skin, we should be applying our sun protection on there to protect us from aging, but also the burning rays, because we do tend to know that we have a tendency for Australians to photo-age more rapidly. And when you're also talking about children, you know, it's really important to protect children, as the recent studies have shown that childhood sun exposure is the cause of the majority of non-melanoma skin cancers in adults.
That's alarming. So
what an interesting phrase, photo-aging. Isn't that good?
Janice,
if you could have, Janice, one single message. We've been listening to these messages for how many years? What would be one single message that you could give us this morning where maybe it's a bit of a wake-up call for people to reconsider the use of a sunscreen?
They really need to read the recommendation on the actual bottle. Yeah. They need to be following the correct amount of product to apply, and apply it frequently and often.
Okay.
You know, what we can do is try and raise awareness, and I think our lifestyle changes are urgently needed. As you brush your teeth or you sanitize your hands, use sun care, and don't be complacent.
Don't be complacent. Mm. I must admit, every year, at least once, I forget and I get burnt somewhere on my body.
Oh,
and,
really?
Because I'm very fair. Yeah. And I get so cross at myself. But the thing is now I don't actually, I'm always in the shade. If there's any shade,
yeah,
I don't.
I do now as well.
You've just got to be really careful and don't rely on the sunscreen alone, but also reapply is very important. Thanks so much, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
You have a lovely sunny day.
you too. And please check your UV levels and apply your sun protection.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Janice. While we're on the topic of melanoma and protection from skin cancer, there's a fantastic story on House of Wellness TV today, Channel 7 at midday. It's about a new 3D body scanner that is revolutionising work for dermatologists. I got to sample this particular scanner, which meant I did have to go on telly in my undies. But
really? Well, this is daytime television, Joe.
Right. Well, it was in my bathers, actually, and it's a bit confronting for me to do so, but it was very important for me to get my skin checked.
Yes, good.
And
what did they
thankfully
find?
They found that my skin was okay, but
oh,
it's a really interesting story. And also, Zoe, here's another great story on the show today, how to find an avocado that's not bruised and battered.
Ooh.
So there's an innovative farmer.
I know how to do that.
Well, I'm going to ask you that. In WA, this story is about a farmer who's got a new type of avocado that will give you the perfect avo for your toast. I know.
Oh, I am so excited by that.
Do you know, we've got to go to a break, but can you tell me in a moment how to make sure I get the right avocado?
Yes.
That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Dolce & Gabbana, the 175 mil, for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. A few things to tick off here. Firstly, Zoe, how do I choose an avocado so I know it's not bruised?
The best way to look at it is that you don't push the actual fleshy part, like the base of the avocado. What you want to do is you want to push the neck of it.
Hang on, doesn't that bruise the avocado? Doesn't that mean when
that's
I buy the...
Don't do that.
So I shouldn't follow you around, Zoe, because you've been squashing avocados.
Gerald. So you just touch the very, very top where the stem is actually broken off the neck.
Yeah.
And what you want to see is it just have a very slight firmness to it. And that will mean that you've got the perfect avocado. So people often what they do is they get an avocado, they start squishing around at it, and they bruise the entire avocado.
Uh-huh.
Also, look for any blemishes as well. If something's got a blemish, it often has oxidized, or it's got a brown. Once you take the skin off, it might be a little bit brown underneath. But the best way, I think, to choose an avocado is choose it a day before ripening.
Yes.
And just sit it next to an avocado. Sit next to a banana, because banana has an acid in it that ripens very quickly, and it will ripen your avocado as well.
But if it's bruised, if you peel it and there's a bit of bruising, it's okay, isn't it? You can eat that bit.
Yes, but it has a slightly bitter taste to it. So it does. The profile taste is a little bit different, but you just mix it in with a little bit of lemon juice,
Have it with your egg.
Yes. Gerald, another thing you'd like to mention that's on the TV show today.
Very important. We touched on it last week on the TV show, and this is the medicinal cannabis trial by BOD Australia. And a lot of people said, what is the website? BOD, all one word, BODAustralia.com. There's no AU, BOD, www.bodaustralia.com. All the details of that medicinal cannabis trial are there.
Well, we'll be back with House of Wellness after this, and very importantly, A to Z of vitamins.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Dolce & Gabbana, the 175 mil, for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of vitamins, and Gerald, we are exploring protein again.
We are, Joe. We're looking for for help for the weekend warriors, the ones who get out and exercise, particularly now that we're getting a little less restricted. Mm. So we need We need protein, we've talked about. We need magnesium to relax tension. We need manganese for joint health. Mm. And we need the amino acid glutamine, which is one of the most abundant amino acids in the body. It's depleted after exercise, stored in skeletal muscle. So put all that in a protein package. Bob's your uncle.
I feel it working, even as I'm hearing the description of what those wonderful ingredients do, Zoe. How lovely.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. I'm happy with any additional supplement that would make me healthier.
That's exactly right. Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Vital Performance Protein Formula, a unique vegan protein blend used to assist with exercise recovery support. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you were unable to get on the show. Gerald, you are always there to answer those questions.
Emails welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Zoe, great to see you again.
Zoe.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep happy and safe.
And Gerald, lovely to spend a morning with you as well. And, of course, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.